Hi, my name is Ashley Kadondon. I was born in Chicago, Illinois, and we moved to San Diego when I was 6 years old. My dad was stationed here for the Navy. I'm the middle of five kids, so as you can tell, I come from a really big family. I love San Diego. I love the weather. I love the atmosphere. But most of all, I think I love being able to go to the beach any season of the year, any day of the year, and just go surfing. I've been going to San Diego State University for, 3 years now, and I'm taking 16 units, but I feel like I'm not getting everything I want out of college in this particular institution. This is probably because I've been living in San Diego for the last 14 years of my life, and going to college here feels like it limits my individual growth. But hopefully this will all change, because next year I plan to take a semester off and study abroad in Spain and just immerse myself in an unfamiliar culture. I'm a fourth Spanish, so going to Spain would actually help me get in touch with that aspect of my persona. Plus, it would just be an amazing experience and hopefully help me to become fluent in Spanish. I'm currently studying to be a physical therapist, so taking physics is actually a requirement. To me, physics can be defined as a science that deals with the fundamental laws which govern matter and energy. And I know that within the field of physics, we study mechanics. Having a basic understanding of mechanics and motion, I feel, will help assist me in becoming a great physical therapist. This is because I can better understand the cause of an injury, and with physics, I can find ways to improve a patient's condition. For example, let's say a patient is in a car accident. Perhaps understanding the way a car collided with another could give me a better understanding of what actually happened to the patient, what the impact was from the collision, and how it affected my patient's body. From here, I can assess the actual injury. I can find out what the patient's range of motion is, and from here I can set up a plan where I use physics to see which exercises should be done to target the areas that my patient needs to strengthen most. The physical therapy I actually plan to do is in pediatrics. I love working with children, and right now I'm actually employed at a children's gym. I teach developmental skills and fundamentals of movement through gymnastics. The kids I teach range from ages 9 months to 12 years, but I love working with all ages. And now that I think about it, I actually use physics to teach my students how to catch, how to tumble, and how to do all these basic skills. It's amazing how you can connect so many things to physics. In the future, what I really want to get into is starting up a nonprofit organization, hopefully one that deals with fitness or physical therapy, and of course, children. I still got to work out the kinks, but I plan to become fluent in Spanish and maybe do some work across the border. Basically, we can see how physics is applied to all aspects of life, and the problems we do in class, we solve by first making a diagram, then making a list of known and unknown values. Then by doing this, we can look at the equations and plug in what we know to find an actual solution to the problem. The problem-solving method gives us a clear understanding of the problem, and by doing this, we can see the solution easier. I feel that the problem-solving method can not only be applied to the problems we're learning in class, but also to everyday physics. For example, let's say the Chargers want to score a field goal from the 30-yard line. What if the angle was 20 degrees, would we make it? What angle would we need to score that field goal? Or perhaps we wanted to know what speed the pass had to be thrown to catch before a certain time was up. The point is, physics is applicable to a multiple of situations.